Welcome to the Music Ed Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Emily Williams-Birch, and this podcast, it exists for you. Whether you're a music lover, an educator, a choir member, each week we bring guests to the show to help explore what matters in music. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to the show. Hello, welcome to episode 42 on the Music Ed Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Emily Williams-Birch, and today's episode is a very special Doctor Is In episode. Normally, the format for Doctor Is In includes me attempting to answer questions from listeners, from students, from parents, from my husband, but today I'm going to be sharing with you all about Allstate virtually. That's right. A couple weeks ago, I had an amazing opportunity to work with the children of Wisconsin virtually. Yes, I remained in Savannah, Georgia, and we rehearsed for 2 days, and it was a blast. And to be honest, Saturday, after a full day of rehearsing, I was just so on cloud nine from the energy and musicality of these little square boxes that I had been with all day that I posted a picture on social media. And someone said, "Hey, Emmy, will you do a podcast episode about this?" And I thought, oh my goodness, how cool. So I got to thinking, you don't need to just hear me talk because you, my friend, you have ideas. We all have ideas, and that's one of the coolest parts of the musical world, I think, is that we get to share ideas and try new things, and music is what brings us together for great experiences. So I wanted you to hear from me as I talk about how I picked repertoire and what we did to make the Allstate rehearsals successful, but you'll also get to hear from the coordinators, the section leaders, the overall Allstate coordinator on why they decided to go virtual, and you will hear from the singers themselves as they share what they learned, what they loved, and the advice that you need to know. I'll start with the whole storyline. How did it happen? How long did it take? What did it look like getting ready for the Allstate weekend? I'll then share tips and ideas and things that really worked well to get a wonderful final product for that Allstate, to give those singers the most authentic Allstate experience we possibly can given the situation. Before we dive into the content, I've been rehearsing virtually since March. We have not been in person. I know that every person listening is in a different situation and a different circumstance, and that's awesome. I hope that this episode gives you ideas for how to invigorate and inspire your rehearsals, whether you are in person, you are hybrid, you are virtual, or you are listening to this years down the road and you're trying to figure out what happened in the years 2020 and 2021. I really do think we need to start thinking about how we're going to utilize what we've learned this year moving forward. What types of mixed media things are you going to take from your virtual and hybrid learning into rehearsals when you come back? I feel like if we look at this as just a filler, because it has been for some, and instead look at it as a way to take our career and our profession and our singers' musicality to the next level, I think it'll make this crazy year that we've all had rehearsing in who knows what way, it'll take to the next level of meaningfulness. I know that I'm rethinking how we use tracks and learning tools in rehearsals. I'm rethinking how my students get to lead and share their voices with the rest of the room. I'm rethinking videos and audio recordings and different technology mediums that can enhance our pedagogy. So today, you're going to hear all about Wisconsin Virtual Allstate. I hope it gives you ideas. And if you want to see the things I'm talking about, I'll be sharing as much as I can on the YouTube channel. But over on patreon.com/musicedmatters, we have monthly meetups with all of the patrons over there. And this coming Sunday, the 31st, we are having our monthly meetup. And I'm going to be sharing live some of these really fun activities that I'm talking about. So if you're interested, jump over to Patreon. If you are listening to this after January 31st of 2021, you are awesome, first of all. Second, I'd love to still connect with you. The meetup will be recorded and posted in Patreon. So no matter what, you can have access to it as long as you join us over on that Patreon page. But you don't have to go there to hear the details. Again, here's the outline for today. When did this Allstate idea get started? How do we make it work virtually from the coordinator perspective, from the musician, director perspective, and from the singer's perspective? And then what did the singers learn, love, and what advice would they give you if you're thinking about doing something virtual for your folks too? Thank you so much for listening. On with the show. A lot of the details have to come from the coordinators and from the state, so I want you to hear from the coordinators on how they got things set up. We are asking some great questions to my dear friends in Wisconsin, Jill Ahrens and Amy Pham. Hello, ladies.
Hey there.
What were your fears coming into this? Because you're the coordinator of this event, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what were your fears?
I've worked with the other honors choirs, because in Wisconsin we have the children's choir, we have the middle level, we have the high school, which we divide into a men's choir and into the women's choir, and then we also have a vocal jazz group. And so I'm very much used to working with the other choirs in person, and coming in first time working with the Allstate Children's Choir, I was worried about enrollment and how many people were going to be even participating in this, and how do you get the word out, and how do you make this happen, especially when music teachers are feeling quite overloaded in the elementary realm of, like I said, being on a cart, just trying to figure it all out in the craziness. We were just very blessed with the students that were able to participate. And I would say the technology of it, and that it was all going to work without too much delay, was my greatest fear, realizing that a lot of that is just playing out of our hands.
Yes. One of my favorite thing you said was, how is all this going to work, or something? And I honestly didn't have an answer, because I've been playing with this, you know, new virtual pedagogy since last March, and there's no way to explain how it works. You just go with the flow, you kind of get flexible, you reinvent your objectives. They're still exploring great music and making great friendships and being impacted by the opportunity, like you said, Amy, to come together with people across the state. But at some point, we all kind of just were like, okay, it'll work. And you just, I think it was in that first rehearsal, about 15 minutes in, you almost felt the whole room go, okay, this is going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to let Mike Jones in the room, because he is the overall coordinator. And while he's getting situated, Amy, what were you most nervous about coming into this situation? Jill said getting the word out and the technology. What about you?
Well, I would say, you know, I am a younger teacher, so I didn't have as much experience as some of my other colleagues had. So to me, this was kind of like, oh, this is a new kind of problem to find a creative solution towards. And I think that it also led me to think about my own philosophy of teaching, and also my past experience. You know, we have found a lot during these honors choirs that one of the students mentioned, the schedule seems to be very, very practice, practice, practice for 2-3 hours on end. But I think that, you know, we can figure out a different solution to these honor choirs. If we're doing it virtually, we can break it up and we can include things that we probably couldn't do face to face. So inviting the composers, learning how to do some more skill-based pedagogies that we want to teach in our kids, like breathing and vowels and everything like that. And I thought you did a very, very good job of that during this weekend. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It was fun to hear it from the words of the kids, what they remembered. I have some really good combos. Hi, Mike. I have some great combos from the kids one-on-one. I can't wait to send them to y'all. It's just so, my favorite is Graylin, third grader, having her piece of paper prepared to read everything that she learned and everything that she loved and all the advice. And then another student, Bernsey, sent me a Google document and shared it with me and said, I hope this is what you're looking for your answers. Let me know when you want me to read it on screen. Yes, please. All the time. I'm there. It was amazing. But they all were saying the same thing. We made a ton of friends. We connected with people all over the state. I was intimidated, but now I'm not. I learned something about singing. I learned something about breathing. And I had fun doing blank. They all had different fun pieces. Some people loved the composing. Some people loved meeting the composers. The dance parties. I don't even think of them as dance parties, but I guess we had dance parties every day. So, okay, we've talked about our fears. Jill, can you tell us, how did you address the marketing thing? What did you do to get the word out?
Well, Mike was really at the front of a lot of that. I was implementing Facebook, emailing the directors I knew, the districts, just trying to cover as many bases as I possibly could. And I believe all the honors choir coordinators are doing that as well. So Mike can probably chime in on this one.
Yeah, just to catch you up, Mike, we've talked about how we ended up getting a virtual situation and how we didn't reinvent the wheel, but kind of reimagined it from another organization. And we talked about our fears being, how are we going to get the word out? And is the technology going to work? And what's it going to look like? Tell us a little bit about it from your end as the overall coordinator. I think your email is what, Wisconsin All-State Coordinator?
Yeah, All-State. It was terrifying. And I think that was the challenge at the start, was having no concept of what experiences students were going to have in 6 months. We were thinking, or 5 months, we were starting in August, and we didn't know, would students be singing in school? Would they have music programs this year? If they do, are they in person or are they always on Zoom? We didn't know if a Zoom rehearsal would be unique and fun still, or if it would just be another day like at school. So another challenge, as you were mentioning about getting the word out, was also then that we decided to move forward. That was about August, September. We suddenly needed teachers to know, hey, this is something that's happening. On top of all of the things you are changing and shifting for yourself, could you please advertise this opportunity for your students? So we tried to just be as visible as we could, knowing, at least for myself, I'm going to need to see things 3 or 4 times before it sticks, because there are just so many things changing for us right now.
Let's go around the room and share a little bit about how we did it and weigh in. So, Mike, you're the top. How did we do it?
It started by meeting with coordinators and just kind of talking out what would be important. What do we want to provide for students? What do we think that they might, you know, need or enjoy or want? And then try and see, can we make that happen? Victoria Donahue was with WSMA. That's the organization that had just done something in the summer. She was amazing. I listened to her for about 3 hours to figure out some of the nuts and bolts of the workflow. And then that's where we looked into Zoom to see what capabilities were there. And then it just came down to so many people being willing to give their time to make those things happen, and the coordinators to then be able to get that out to all the directors, to then get it to all the students. It was incredible. And I can't thank all of those people enough for the time that they spent to do all of that.
How was the workflow different than if this was in person?
Well, the nice thing was that we weren't worrying about the hotel stays and travel and the room occupancy and meals. So that was something that we just didn't have to worry about. Instead, then it shifted towards copyright and how are we going to organize links? Where can we put things that are accessible for everybody? It turns out Google is not as accessible as I assumed it was due to district security settings. And so there were a lot of just curveballs that would kind of pop up when we least expected them. So that is, we ended up spending a lot more time focusing on just organizing where that information would be and how we would get it to everybody.
I really love the Google Doc you ended up having, and I'm doing an All-State in Georgia in a month, and I think they reached out to Ms. Ahrens and asked to borrow it because it was so helpful.
Awesome.
And I said yes.
Good. Well, I'll let you guys know how that goes. So once you got involved as coordinator, Jill, what happened then? Can you fill us in on your pieces, your words of advice, and the things you had to go through?
Coordinating, yeah, it adds a little more to a person's plate. And we all volunteer for these positions, which is, you know, really sweet, the passion for every coordinator. Mike has been a great captain for us, sending out notifications, keeping us updated, giving us timelines. So having a person at the top that can wear all those hats is really remarkable. And then just the time, like we had so many details worked out for this that that really benefited everybody. While my screen was off, even in rehearsal down to the final, you know, this final weekend, I was taking attendance contacting students that weren't on yet that were supposed to be. If I couldn't get a hold of them, I'd contact Mike and he'd give him a phone call, you know? So we were really trying to keep everything happening and positive.
I mean, no idea
all this background stuff. And the biggest thing is this beautiful communication and support. And so on my end, I always felt like things were going really smoothly. And I do have to say, this is when we volunteer for this, it is a 2-year position. So with the thought being that you learn the first year and things go smoother the second year. Of course, if we're all in person next year, it's a completely new animal all over again.
It'll be a whole new thing. This is really helpful because it's giving us all little nuggets to think about. And I was going to say, this was the easiest, you know, when you're in person, the managing of me getting to you guys, the hotel, the food, that's an extra stress as well on the end of the person coming in. And I know that's an added stress on y'all. And it's also the same disruption of a rehearsal when kids aren't there and everyone's scurrying about. I was going to say, it's amazing to me that the Wisconsin kids never missed a rehearsal. I had no idea that I knew you were letting kids in the room, which was super helpful as well, having all the co-hosting ability, which is what I want to talk with Amy on. So Amy, you came in as one of our section leaders to lead sectionals as needed. So where did you come in on this whole game of things and what were some of the advices or tips that you would give?
Well, you know, with this whole thing happening in general, the kids know that there is something that's going to be a little bit different about this year's Allstate. And I think that both Mike's and Jill's communication with the directors, I thought that was just really, really stellar. You know, it laid it out nice and transparent because it led me as a director to be able to communicate that to my kids. Because now, you know, with the whole, we're trying to learn virtually and everything like that. That was kind of a challenge in itself because, you know, I'm teaching music class, general music on one hand, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta get my kids all ready for this honor choir. I also, in addition to teaching elementary, was also had some kids in the treble clef choir for the high school end. So kind of balancing between that as well, finding the times to kind of sneak in and see how my high schoolers are doing and then coming back was also a nice little challenge. But I enjoyed this whole opportunity. I've been messaging my students and my students have had nothing but great opportunity. Like they're so happy to be singing with people again. Some of these kids, you know, haven't sung since school ended in March, and you know, getting that opportunity to sing again virtually was a great blessing for them.
This has been such a great weekend, and I'm kind of sad that it ends. I know Jill, we're talking about maybe having a little virtual party for the kids next week or something once they submit. So you just let me know. I'm not going anywhere. I have 2 gigs. I used to have 2 gigs a month, and I have 2 gigs all season. So you guys just let me know when you need me. I will be yours for as long as you need. But on the conductor side of things, you guys did a ton to make it really, really easy to jump in. Like Jill gave me the chance to make my own rehearsal schedule since I've been rehearsing virtually 100%. I've taught all my classes online, all my choirs. She let me pick the schedule. So that helped me feel very comfortable. Like that eliminated, I had no stress on that end of things. I was nervous because I knew so many of them had never been in a virtual choir rehearsal. And around my neck of the woods, everybody had been rehearsing virtual. And so I was a little nervous. Are they going to know that you mute and unmute? They were so attentive to the chat bar, to the mute, to the unmute, to their faces being present. I think there might have been 2 times the whole 2 days I said, I can't see your face to like 1 or 2 students. They were present and not scared of anything. So a lot of things, and I'll unpack as I talk to myself in the episode about what we did in the rehearsal, but is there anything in particular that you think made it really successful for especially this age group? Or Amy, is there anything you saw between the two ensembles?
You know, honestly, I thought about this a little bit, how to me, this weekend was not really much of a, to me, you know, like the honor choir feel, but it was actually kind of more of a music camp feel, you know. The kids had time to do a little bit of dancing, and then the next session they get to do yoga. I think that having all those nice little transitions really, really led them to also be friendly with each other. I also noticed that as well. There's really, really nice, good vibes in the chat bar. So yes, keep doing that.
I mean, how cute was it when they started helping each other? Like they'd ask a question and someone would respond with an answer. Like I stopped having to respond to the chat bar about halfway through today because they would get each other's back. Like, where do I find that? It's here. What do you do? No. It was so cute. What about you, Jill?
I would say that some organization on Mike's part with Troy, making sure that the tracks were there, was really paramount in preparation. It helped the directors be all on the same page preparing the kids. The kids were already then familiar with that technology and getting comfortable with singing with that. So we'll, you know, see how that happens with their personal recordings. But remarkable too is having all the choirs singing the same song. And I'm super excited to see how that project comes together. That is really special. But too, Dr. Birch, you did something that is so crucial for all of the kiddos as they go into sectionals and breakout rooms, is that you had already made Margaret and Amy as the section leaders a part of the rehearsal. And you were addressing them and asking them questions and, you know, remarking about how much fun they're having. And, you know, that helped pull them in as not strangers when it came time for sectionals. And that is just masterful. Good work on your part.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you. I am a big believer that these events are not about me. I'm honored you asked that I could be a part, but I don't give a flip if these kids ever remember my name. But I want them to remember this experience, and I know that that's only possible with the whole village that makes it happen. And so I'm thankful that we had such dynamite teachers willing to step in and lead these sectionals and be a coordinator for 2 years. And Mike, thank you. Thank you for spearheading some crazy idea back in August. August, the perfect segue into the next portion of this podcast episode. Let me tell you everything from the beginning of when I first received the email from Mike in August through the event that happened right before the recording you just heard. This is my story, and hopefully you'll get some ideas as you listen. But don't go anywhere. At the end, you'll be hearing from the kids, and I can't wait for you to hear what they say about what they learned, what they loved, and advice they have just for you. Where and when and how did a virtual All-State get started? For me, it started about August of 2020 when I received an email from Wisconsin All-State Coordinator at gmail.com. In the email, Mike asked me if I would be willing to conduct their children's All-State virtually. At the time, I had been rehearsing since March all of my ensembles virtually, and I had been teaching all of my classes virtually. And so I felt pretty comfortable, but I was still a little bit in the unknown of where we would be by January. Would the singers be burned out of virtual rehearsing? Would the teachers even want to do something like that? Would anyone else be doing something like that? And what would we be finding successful in these adventures? So adventure, children, choir, yeah, I'm in. And I said, yes, I would love to. Thank you so much for thinking of me. And his response was, let's get together with the Children's All-State Coordinator, Jill Ahrens, who is amazing, and figure out some of the details. So we set up a Zoom call, and one evening we sat down and talked about the nitty-gritty details. Not so much what was going to happen in rehearsal, but the things that we needed to know as a team to make those rehearsals successful. I asked them questions such as, are you using Zoom as the platform? Great, I'm very comfortable rehearsing in Zoom. Do I have to do any of the mixing? And no, they were doing that with an outside source. Side note, if you end up needing to do the mixing, that is fine. There are tons of resources out there. VirtualChoirHub.com, Choramore. There are lots of resources on how to collect, mix, and match all of these virtual honor choirs in a pretty quick way. I'm also happy to point you in the right direction, but for this situation, I was really glad they were using an outside source, and actually they chose one of my dear friends, so it ended up being a lot of fun. So we knew I didn't have to do the mixing, which was important, but that there would be a final product for the singers after the Allstate. So the Allstate would happen in January, and at some time in the future, there would be a premiere of their songs all together. So that let me know that my main job was to prepare those singers to do those video recordings and to walk them through how to submit them and those type of things. I then asked them as a state, what were their big objectives and goals for keeping Allstate, for having it virtual versus just canceling it or doing something else? And that's where we got into the awesome things. They want the singers to have the experience of the community, to build new friends, and to see that there are other people like them that love choir across the state. And they wanted the singers to work on advancing their musical skills, such as vocal technique and breathing opportunities. Breathing opportunities. Don't we all need breathing opportunities? Breathing skills and their music literacy. And then they wanted them to make friends, have a fun experience, and leave excited to come back for the next year's Allstate. So from this conversation with the coordinators, I was able to see the big picture that allowed the details to happen. What platform, who was doing the mixing, what was the product, and what were the goals for the singers. From there, the coordinators allowed me to kind of make my own rehearsal schedule. And let's talk about that. I love about an hour of rehearsing, and then I started to get distracted. But I knew I needed more than an hour with these young people because the Allstate only lasted 2 days. So for me to make something longer, like an hour and a half rehearsal, we had to be able to break it down into smaller bite-sized chunks, especially for the youngest singers. I had third graders through sixth graders in the room. So I knew that I needed to break it down. I thought an hour and a half, I can have 3 30-minute chunks so I can address all three of their biggest objectives. I can address musicality and vocal technique and breathing skills and literacy and musicianship and all of those things. I can address community and friends and all of the fun that comes with coming to an Allstate. And I could give them opportunities to what I call dress rehearsal or practice recording on the phone. Because y'all, how many times I did one virtual all sing thing where I sang a minute and 30 seconds of music 27 or 28 times. It is scary to put your phone up, and I have multiple degrees in music. So my goal is to get these young people really excited to record on their phones and then submit the material to their Allstate people to get the final product put together. So with all of those things in mind, what was the final product? Who was mixing it? How many days and how much time did I want with the kids? And what were the objectives? I set out to make a rehearsal plan. I ended up settling on 3 1.5-hour rehearsals on Saturday, 2 1.5-hour rehearsals on Sunday, and a 1-hour sharing session Sunday evening with all the parents. We did end up following all of this up with a 1-hour party where we had all the students, if they submitted their videos, come to a party, and we did 30 or 45 minutes of our favorite activities and games. So we ended up having 1 more hour with the singers. But all in all, it was 4.5 hours on one day and about 4 hours on the second day. In between each of these hour and a half, quote, rehearsal blocks, I would send the kids on a mission to do something. Lucky for me, it snowed in Wisconsin right before our Allstate, so I was able, after the first rehearsal, to send them outside. I said, between now and the next time we rehearse, you must go outside. Build me a snowman. Throw some snowballs. We don't have snow in Savannah, unless it's a fluke. So go play in the snow. Make sure you get away from the screen and come back ready to hang out. And so having these little things to get them energized in between rehearsals worked out really well, and you'll hear some of the students talk about that as well. What happened in each of these hour and a half long rehearsals? I told you a moment ago, I broke them down into 30-minute segments. That helped me kind of take them in bite-sized chunks, and the students loved knowing what we were doing. The first one, we started with Zoom skills. We played games to get comfortable in our squares. We got to know the chat bar, and through experiences and activities and icebreakers, we learned the rules of the rehearsal space without having to say, these are the rules of the rehearsal space. They just learned the procedures through experiences. I do really love rehearsing with the quote Bitmoji Google Slide Classroom. I love that it's interactive and it's a link that I can put in the chat bar. So if any singer had or has connection issues, they had everything at their fingertips that I was going to be doing in that rehearsal. And so that's something that came up right away. For the first 15 or 20 minutes, I was getting the kids really active and engaged and getting to know them and them getting to know me. And we started to have people say things like, my Wi-Fi is glitching, or I can't hear every word you're saying. And so after about 15, 20 minutes, I finally acknowledged it. I said, y'all are doing such a great job getting started. But remember, you have that virtual choir room link in the chat bar. I'll put it in there again. But if anything happens, just mute me. You know me well enough by now to kind of know what I'm saying. Everything I'm doing is in that Bitmoji classroom. And so that kind of helped them feel equipped. But then I also mentioned, how cool is it that in, you know, 20 or 30 years, they'll be able to say, back when I was your age, I was in a virtual all state before you could actually sing all at the same time because there was this thing called lag. I mean, we're going to laugh about this later, y'all. And they are going to be such conquerors for having overcome this. So we laughed about that, and that became one of our jokes for the day. So make sure you have a plan for how do you accommodate the singers in the room that might have connection issues, or it might have moments of cutting out. And I really love using those Google Classrooms, those Bitmoji Classrooms. I think it's very helpful. It also is just fun. Along those same lines, how do you get them to show up in the Zoom room on time? We set it up to where they could enter in their waiting room about 10 minutes before, and they were able to request their favorite songs from me, and I just had a YouTube playlist going from the second they walked in, sharing my screen and my audio so they could, you know, tune in 10 minutes before and watch these music videos that I pre-watched, don't worry. And then we made a big deal about our countdown and turning on our video. So I had my video off. I had just those YouTube songs playing. And so then when it was time for rehearsal, I'd be chatting them up in the chat bar. And oh, it was so much fun. I think you can tell that we had a really good time. Also in that first rehearsal, so you set up the routine and the procedures. You get them comfortable in their space. We also gave opportunities for every singer to say something and hear their voice and let their voice be heard. We also did some fun rounds that when you unmute, you can technically sing them at a cacophony of sound just at any time, kind of aleatoric if you're going that direction. And it sounds like a hot mess, but we're all singing at the same time. And it's a fun way to segue from icebreakers, get to know you, team building activities into really quality repertoire time. It was also during this first rehearsal that we did a ton of vocal technique and breath work. And a lot of the students and singers referenced how much they learned about their voice and about reading music during those times. So really, we kind of set the stage in that first rehearsal and left them amped. We did sing one. We had a poll and picked our favorite Allstate song. Oh, I forgot to tell you, how did I pick the music? Oh, I'm so sorry. Once I knew we had 2 days and how much time I had, I went through music that would be doable virtually because there are so many copyright laws. I chose to go with songs by composers that I knew that were either not yet published or self-published, or they were with a company that would give us the rights to do all of the things we needed to do for this Allstate. So I chose 2 songs because of their copyright and ease of getting copyright. And then I also chose 2 songs that were contrasting in style. One's jazzy and one was a little bit more legato and smooth. One was more of a tone builder and one was a style genre history builder. But they both had opportunities to connect to the singers and bringing them to, I guess, a place where they can really talk about their feelings during this quarantine pandemic virtual Allstate. One of the song was The Little Creek by Matt Carlson, and the piece is just great words about really coming to your happy place and finding a way to process what's going on and how do you process as an individual, how do you encourage those around you to process. It's a beautiful piece. Another piece I chose was Ella Sing by Dr. Christina Collins, and it has this great 3-part scat, but it's kind of a partner song scat, and it's based on these fabulous quotes by Ella Fitzgerald about how thankful she was to have been given the talent to sing and to perform. So the words really allowed for a lot of team building there. And then we did one combined piece, It Takes a Village. I didn't pick that one, but we ended up having a blast singing that one. And man, does it take breath support. That ended up being fun too. Anyway, we'll talk more about music, but I forgot to tell you, we had three songs, two for just the children and one for all choirs at Wisconsin. All right, so that was first rehearsal and repertoire. When they came back for the second rehearsal, I wanted them to have something that they could connect to that wasn't just singing, because sometimes that is a little bit intimidating, especially for third through sixth graders. So we did a mindfulness activity using some fantastic mindfulness breathing and animal-shaped yoga poses from a friend of mine here in Savannah. I'll include the YouTube links in the episode notes because it was just really fun to kind of be guided through breathing for mindfulness and then guided through some really fun animal poses in yoga. And then my husband, who works on airplanes, taught them how to make two paper airplanes. One that you can just throw, and another that takes a little bit more folding and it takes a little bit more working. But if you are very careful with how you throw it, it's a glider and it can go forever. So the airplane making connected to the mindfulness and breathing activity, which all then connected to what you have to do when you are recording your crazy virtual video. You really have to be mindful of what you sound like and where you are in your space. And I flipped that question right back around to the singers. Why do you think we did mindfulness breathing? Why do you think we did yoga poses? Why did we take a break and make paper airplanes at Allstate Choir? And it was amazing to hear their transfers and their connections. I also don't think that they will ever forget standing in airplane pose. Everyone was falling all over the place and then making airplanes. What a memorable activity. That was so much fun. And then the second part of that second rehearsal, we did our first attempt at recording, and we set up our cameras. We made sure they were set up horizontal and that you were listening, and certain kids unmuted and played back some of their videos, and we found out, oh, you have to make sure what audio is connected to what. It was just fun to work through the challenges with them, and it was a blast. It wasn't scary at all. And that was the end of rehearsal too. It was also during this Saturday afternoon rehearsal that we invited our first guest into rehearsal. And that would be the lovely people of the Kennison Choral Company. They were the ones that made our rehearsal and performance tracks for Ella Sings by Dr. Christina Collins. So they came in, they taught all the singers a barbershop tag, so they got to learn another style of music, and that was really fun to learn a tag from someone else. And then they gave us a tour of their recording studio right there in their home, and the kids got to ask questions about that type of career in music. And the Kennisons are great. In fact, you should hear from them now, because the Kennison Choral Company is a fantastic sponsor of the Music Ed Matters podcast, and I think you should hear from them. Hold on a second. Charlie, Carrie.
Hello. Hello. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're the husband and wife team behind Kennison Choral Company.
We know firsthand the life-changing effects a great choral performance can have on a director, singer, or audience member. We also understand the time it takes to rehearse the notes, words, and rhythms in order to reach that high level of artistry.
Your singers should be able to go home and rehearse the foundation of their music in confidence with the sounds of a real choir. We want you to have the joy of making music, not teaching notes.
With our choral rehearsal tracks, the most comprehensive in the industry, your singers will have five different track styles to rehearse with in the comfort of their own homes.
Empower your singers by giving them the responsibility they yearn for. Stop teaching notes in rehearsal and start teaching life.
And just for listening to this podcast, we're giving you a special offer. Use coupon code MUSICMATTERS at checkout for 20% off your first song from our library. Again, that's Music Matters, MUSICMATTERS, for 20% off your first song from our library.
And never forget, the world needs your voice.
Thank you, Charlie and Carrie, the Kennison Choral Company. That's awesome. Okay, let's get back to unpacking rehearsals. Saturday evening, we did our first official dress rehearsal. We ran through all three songs. We figured out spots the students got to put in the chat bar where they wanted to work. So we went off into sectionals to work on some tricky spots. And we came back and we kept, you know, singing together and seeing if we could improve something every time. And this is where visuals become very, very, very extra important. Having something that they can work towards. How was your musical accuracy? How was your breathing? breathing? How was your posture? How was your phrasing and your musicality? How was your focus and your attention? So I actually had an interactive rubric that I got from quavermusic.com that they were able to interact with and show me in their screen how they felt they did. So that wraps up day one. Day two, Sunday, we started a little later than Saturday, and we started with warm-ups and icebreakers, and then we had our second guest. We had composer Matt Carlson come into rehearsal, and he did the most amazing thing. Now, I did prep the singers before we left on Saturday. I wanted to bring everything together from the first day, and I asked them to go into breakout rooms and pick their favorite sentence from The Little Creek. And when they came back, they typed all their favorite sentences and they got to connect to all their favorite sentences. So many fun activities. And then they got to meet Mr. Carlson on Sunday morning, and he guided them through where the song came from, where the words came from, how he composed it. They unpacked the song together. He called on the students. It was amazing. And then we, quote, performed it for him. Oh, it was so adorable. They were so expressive because they learned the meaning behind all of the song. As soon as Mr. Carlson left, we had dress rehearsal number two, where we got out our phones and pretended. Now, you might be asking, what did you do if someone didn't have another device, like a phone or an iPad? I literally told them to take a piece of paper and stick it in front of their Chromebook and pretend that was their phone or iPad. So they got used to staring at one place until they were able to do their recording either with their parent or their teacher later. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So when we came back for rehearsal number two on Sunday, so this would have been one, two, three, four, the fifth time we hung out together, we started with the coolest composition activity. Because by this point, they had met the Kinnisons, they had met Matt Carlson. I wanted them to know all the different careers they can go into in music. So again, using quavermusic.com, we were able to really explore a bunch of careers in music because that's one of their middle school programs that you can actually go in, and there's a whole kind of general music project on careers in music. So I borrowed that from Quaver. And we explored all these different careers in music and decided that we were going to be, quote, jingle writers. I had already pre-decided that's what we were going to do. But as a group, we worked together, we created a hook, and we created our own backing beats, and they loved going into the breakout rooms and making friends. They'd only go for 5 or 10 minutes, but man, did they love the breakout rooms. You'll hear them talk about that in a second. And so they would come back with their hook and with their beat, and then they had to compose their melody. It was so much fun to see them thriving as little mini composers and to know that they realized that it's possible. They could do that if they wanted to. So we had our third and final dress rehearsal at that afternoon after we had played composer and learned about careers in music. And when we came back the evening for our final rehearsal, people had invited their family and their friends. We had extra people in the Zoom. We had extra people in the room. And then we sang all of our songs, as well as met composer Dr. Christina Collins, who told us about Ella and where it came from and really brought that song to life. So that's kind of the big overarching how we did it. Let's talk about how we actually did the music. So I am very familiar with Apple products, and so I'm going to be talking Logic and GarageBand for the most part. Once we got through the icebreakers, the team building, the vocal technique, all of the breath work, I used a ton of just randomly brainstormed ideas, as well as a lot of my resources in quavermusic.com. And then I really dug deep into the rehearsal tracks. So instead of just playing the rehearsal track for soprano or rehearsal track for alto, I went in and made sure that the full mix tracks were available for all the singers, but then I also put them in Logic so that I had control over the mix and I had control over the speed. Yes, I am fully aware that when you play with the speed in Logic, it does kind of change the file, but sometimes they need to slow a passage down. And if you're in real rehearsal face to face, you just slow your accompaniment down. You just play a little slower at the piano. I view Logic as my virtual piano accompanist. I don't need an accompanist in my virtual rehearsal because I have everything in Logic. So I had Logic files for all three of the songs we were working on. In those Logic files, I had each of the vocal parts recorded separately. And then I had one part that was the full mix so that with one click, I could play the sound to the singers, and they would feel like they were singing surrounded by singers in their space. Or if the altos needed extra help, I could turn on both the soprano and the alto track, but pull the alto louder so they could hear it. Or as I said, if they were struggling with the passage, I was able to click a couple of buttons in Logic and slow it down and then go back up to speed. So I work with lots of screens open on my computer and constantly using Logic. So it's just like having an accompanist, but I'm just kind of multitasking crazy computer lady while it's all happening. This, like I said, has been something I've been doing with my choir since March, so it's gotten pretty efficient. There were still some times that I clicked the wrong button and I'm like, oops, my bad, try again. Or if there was a second, they might have to wait. But that's part of the fun of virtual rehearsing. And if you go back and think about that first rehearsal, we set up the tone for those type of experiences and opportunities. So to rehearse the music, I really love having every possible scenario worked out in Logic or GarageBand, whatever you use, or Audacity or whatnot. And then I open that, and when we're rehearsing that song, I use different mixes and different combinations of things so the singers never feel like they're singing by themselves. I also have a mini keyboard, and that mini keyboard allows me to give notes. It allows me to play little passages if I want them to do any type of echo singing or fixing any passages. For example, the scat part, sometimes we just needed to pull it out. And I can do that in Logic, but I can just play it faster with my hands right beside it and kind of do an accelerando so they're actively engaged. I mentioned in the beginning that I am a Bitmoji Google Slide rehearsal person ever since we went virtual. And that's because I can put everything I need into that one place. So with two clicks, I have the PDF of the music and I have the tracks that I need if we want to run not in my Logic Pro tracks. That classroom is what I'm really going to be looking at the Patreon meeting this coming Sunday, the 31st of January, along with the massive list of games, icebreakers, and fun things we did. So if you want more of those type of details, jump over to patreon.com/musicedmatters, join the Patreon page, the first month is free, come join us on January 31st, all the details to the Zoom link are in that Patreon page. If you're listening after January 31st of 2021, that'll be recorded and available. If you want to see what icebreakers and fun things we did, I'll be sharing that, and I'm happy to show you how to find it in Patreon. Just jump over there because I don't want this episode to be a million minutes. You know what time it is? It's time for you to hear from the singers. I've told you a little bit about how it got started, how I picked repertoire, what the rehearsals looked like, how we rehearsed musically. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I hope this has been helpful. Please let me know what else you need. And if nothing else, I'll see you over on Patreon if you need more. All right. Here are other people to share other tips on virtual all states. All right, my friends, first question. What did you learn this weekend? Who wants to go first?
I can.
Okay, Avery, then Brooklyn, then Coraline.
I guess I learned that, like, I learned different breathing strategies that I don't think I would have learned, like, if I would have done it by myself.
Awesome. So breathing strategies for Avery. Brooklyn, what about you? What did you learn?
I learned a lot of different vowel sounds and such. I mean, I have learned them in the past, but I feel like I got more in depth and I feel like I've been really able to connect with that.
Do you think that was because you could see yourself on the screen, or do you think it was because we used our bodies? What do you think it was for you that helped you connect?
I think it was some of the programs that you had on, like, the screens where we had the different, they would give you the sound to make, and it really made me, like, it kind of clicked in my brain for me.
Nice. It was like a visual audio connection. That's a great little piece. Thank you for sharing. Coraline?
I think it was more the experience for me. I've never done anything like an all-state choir or anything like that.
So you haven't done any virtual choirs?
No.
No virtual rehearsing? What about the other two? Have you guys ever done a virtual choir or virtual rehearsal?
I did girl choir.
That's right. You have Lawrence girl choir, so you have that experience for you. What about you, Avery?
I have kind of done it with the acting group that I usually do with. We had, like, just, we got together, but we didn't get together. We had, like, kind of a meeting, but we all just, like, recorded ourselves. And then, like, we put it into a song, and then, like, we sent it to someone, and then they just, boom.
Cool.
So we just song.
So we've all brought different experiences to the table, from not ever having a virtual rehearsal to having lots of experience with it. I'm not going to lie, I was nervous because I've done virtual rehearsing since March. And I don't know about you, Brooklyn, but sometimes Miss Bruno and I talk about this all the time. Sometimes we're just a little fried from the computer screen. And I was nervous about you guys not wanting to be behind the computer screen, but I feel like the energy coming out of every little box has been infectious. Do you feel that energy? I think that's been the coolest part. I feel like my little empty cup has been filled and I'm ready to blast through the semester. It's been cool. Thank you for sharing those thoughts. You guys are super sweet. All right, who wants to go first on what you've loved about this weekend?
I can go first.
Okay, hit it, Brooklyn.
So I really loved especially that last activity that we just did with the jingles, where we composed our own jingles. That was really cool. And it was kind of like working on writing songs. I've never really had that experience before, but doing that in like a simple way and just writing one like line, it just was super fun and super easy.
Well, I guess my favorite thing was the idea of having people like from all over the state come together and like kind of felt like we made like a mini classroom, I guess.
I just liked the sense of community that everyone's here for a reason, in which we have a talent for singing. Because everybody in the state who has been chosen is just in one place at one time.
I love that. I really do. These are such great comments. All right, so the advice portion, you can go about this a couple different ways. Someone in your same shoes that has a chance to be in a virtual choir or a virtual rehearsal or a virtual all-state, or a teacher who isn't sure if this is really the way to go, you can go any direction. What's your word of advice? And I think, Coraline, you have to go first this time. You're the only one who hasn't gone first.
Well, I'd say just look into all the information. When, like, on Friday, I didn't even know that we got break. Like, 8 hours of singing.
Were you scared when you thought it was 8 hours of singing?
Yeah. That's what I was, the only thing I was nervous about. And then I looked at the schedule. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good.
Good. Good. Okay, so make sure that there's breaks. Know your schedule. Who wants to go next?
I guess my word of advice would be to look, like, just know that you're here for a purpose and a reason. Like, it's not like it's a classroom where everybody's invited in, and it's more or less of like important, and I do quotations around that, because yes, we're all important, but like we're not famous important. So like we're all here for a reason, and you have to just try your best and show why your school picked you, and like show that you should be here.
Good. Bring your best foot even to a virtual rehearsal. This is good advice, both of y'all. All right, last but not least.
So what I would kind of say is kind of similar to what Avery said, but I feel like since we were all here for a reason, I was kind of intimidated because I felt like everyone was going to like be such great singers and everyone would have everything memorized and they would be down to each specific little note. But then I just realized it's all about just having fun and enjoying it. And I had a blast and I didn't have to worry about anything that I was worrying about. And it was just a great, awesome experience.
I learned that even though it was virtual, that you guys were still able to make it fun. Because I realized that when I first started like practicing before this, that I would second guess myself.
And so you don't now?
No, it's actually a lot. It's not as nerve wracking as I thought it was going to be.
What do you think we did this weekend that really helped get over that? Was it the repetition? Was it the mindfulness? What was it?
Probably just like meeting everyone and like knowing that it wasn't as hardcore as I thought it was going to be.
I learned a lot about my breathing techniques. And then I also learned that this might sound kind of like cheesy or something, but like I also learned that like it's not hard to make friends.
Okay. So Something that I want to remember is all of your fun dances that you would do and how you were always trying to get us to laugh with you, which always worked. And something that I love about Allstate Choir is being able to sing with all of my new friends and making new friends. And I love friends. And advice that I would have for kids who are potentially considering honor choir is that you will learn so much about singing and you will have quite a lot of fun and you are going to make a lot of friends, I promise.
One thing that I really loved about doing this is just meeting everyone and like learning new music and like stepping out of my comfort zone. And then something that I would like give advice to someone who has like never done this before was it is a lot of fun and it's also a really good experience because when I was doing this, I was like, well, what's this? Because I've never learned this. And then I was able to learn so much.
I've been singing since I was probably one or two, and then that's when I started getting into it. I've learned breathing skills, my vowels, vocal skills to on my parts to upper and lower my voice.
This is what this singer loved about Virtual Allstate.
Meeting new people and singing with you.
When I asked this singer what advice they would give, here's what she said.
Practice your songs, and then if you mess up, just do it again. If like you're having a meeting, get there on time, and you will always get to meet people.
I learned about how posture helps with your breathing so that you sing better. I just like singing. I've enjoyed it for a long time because my mom's a music teacher, so. I'd probably say prepare to have a lot of fun because it's really fun to do this.
I learned all about, like, how to control your breathing, and it's kind of helping when I sing. What I like about Virtual Allstate is that we still get to do, like, choir even though it's virtual, and it's also really fun. They should do it because it's really fun and you get to do all sorts of different things. Like there are lots of different activities we get to do and it's just really cool and fun.
I learned about the abdominal wall and how to like breathe through it. What I love about like choir and singing is that, well, you get to sing and express your feelings, so it's just fun. I'd say even if you don't know a lot of people, try to make friends and don't be absolutely terrified.
If I were to give anyone advice, I would probably just say, just go for it, because like you as an instructor, Dr. Birch, you were just so much fun, and like the whole experience is just like, whole experience, like it's just, it's like magical for some reason. It like everything about it is like something I'll never forget.
There you have it. So many little tidbits of fun and love and learning and advice from the 3rd through 6th graders of the Wisconsin Allstate Choir. I hope that you've gotten an idea from this one that you, if nothing else, feel inspired that we really can do anything. I mean, if we can do a virtual Allstate, you can rehearse. It's okay. If a bunch of total strangers can come together for 2 days, you can snag your wonderful choir babies and get in a rehearsal and make things work if you can't be together. I hope that you've gotten excited to explore new ideas. I strongly encourage you to start with the working backwards method. What do you want them to learn? What do you want them to feel? What do you want them to walk away with? And then create your rehearsal based on that. And don't be afraid to not use the same strategies you've always learned. This virtual rehearsing stuff is a whole new pedagogy in a way. How are you going to incorporate the tracks? How are you going to incorporate all of the fun and games and breakout rooms and polls and chat bar? You have to think about it. You have to plan it. You have to be intentional. And you have to intentionally get the singers engaged in the transfer. Why are you doing something? If you know the why and you tell them the why, it'll mean so much more and I think the whole event really went off perfectly because of that. All right, that is it for now. Episode 42, the doctor is in, and the doctor talked about virtual Allstate. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, you really matter. We all know that music matters, even virtual music. And I'll see you next time on the Music Ed Matters podcast.